תורה למדך 38. יצרה makes the person crazy. Always to suffer. Always to see things in a negative way. Always to criticize everyone. That's the power of the bad will of Yetzirah. To make people broken, people sad, people imagine bad things on themselves. But the truth, the real main woe is that the person is going to see the good points that he's got inside of himself, means the good nature of his being. Who are you? Who are you inside? Who are you? You need to believe in yourself that you can recognize, that you can see the beauty of your soul and to walk with it and not to be afraid from all kinds of words and arguments of Yetzirah. Yetzirah can tell you you don't have hope. Yetzirah can tell you you will not going to have a shot in the world to come. You will never going to become a Talmid Chacham. You're not able to do tshuva. Even Rabbeinu said you cannot do tshuva. The Gemara is saying this, the Gemara is saying that, the Zohar is saying this, there's no tikkun. You need to ignore all of that. How are you going to ignore all of that? Rabbeinu in Torah, Kuf Nun Hei, 155, is saying to us that a person needs to be so strong to ignore, not to care at all, to know interruptions and confusions that he got in his Avodat Hashem. Not to look at them at all, not to care, not to care, not to care. Not to care about nothing. Just do what you can do, serving Hashem Yitbarach. That the person going to have patience, going to breathe, that he will be able to hold on and not to be confused from no confusion and no obstacles that he's got while he's trying to pray and serving Hashem. That he's going to accept everything and won't be sad and won't be lazy by that at all. Just going to hold himself and will not going to care at all. And just going to do what that he's able to do in Avodat Hashem. And going to fast everything. And we're not going to sense to all of those confusions. We're not going to listen to them and all the obstacles at all, at all, at all. All of that is erech hapayim, patience. That what? That you achieve it by faith, that you believe that Hashem is in charge. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Hashem. Not the angels of Hashem. Not the messengers of Hashem. Not the holy rabbis of Hashem. Not the halachot even. Not the rules of the Torah. Not Beis Din Shel Mala, court in heaven. No. If you believe that there is Hashem, this is it. This is it. You don't care anymore. I think we heard that thing from Rav Usher Fein, or maybe from his student, I don't remember. Rav Eliyahu Levin. Nachon? Eliyahu Levin? Aryeh Levin, that he was the student of Rav Usher. So one of them, I'm not sure. So that in the eve of Rosh Hashanah, they were in Meron. I think it was Rav Usher. That in the eve of Rosh Hashanah, they were in Meron. Rav Usher. And Rav Usher came to all of his students. Everyone were ready to accept the holiday, Rosh Hashanah in Meron, with the tzaddik and everything. Everyone was so happy. And then he's looking at them and he's saying to them, but what the soul going to do? What the person going to do while he's rising after 120 years up to heaven? And then in the moment that you see Hashem, so all of the demons and all of the darkness, the husks and all of the klipot that you created by your sins are coming to take their share from that poor soul, and they're tearing it to parts. And the soul desire to see Hashem and to reunite with the Creator, and then all of those demons are coming and grabbing it to the sides and tearing pieces. And what are you going to do? Rav Usher is asking all of his students, and everyone lost the happiness of the Chag, and everyone are terrified now. No one knows what to do. And there are some people who try to give some excuses and answers, and he's saying, not even close. What are you going to do? You cannot do nothing. What are you going to do? And then he said, okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, and this is how everyone came, so humiliated to Rosh Hashanah, totally. Please, Hashem, have mercy on us. And then in the next day he said, a person that was always focused in Hashem in Barach, that when there was a police officer that gave him a ticket, he knew that it's Hashem. His wife was rebuking him, he knew it's Hashem rebukes me. When he had Yetzer Hara, he knew Hashem Yitzbarach gave permission now to Yetzer Hara to attack him. It's not him, it's Hashem. So also when his soul is going to rise up to heaven, when all of those husks and demons are going to try to attack him, he was just going to focus in Hashem Yitzbarach, and he's not going to care about nothing, and he's going to be with Hashem. But if always when the people came from the sides, he believed that it's them, he was answering to his wife, he was arguing with the police officer, he was fighting, he was arguing, so they're going to get him. So the only solution that we have, like we said, Tzadik Be'emunato Yichye, a righteous man going to live eternal life according to the faith that he have. Tzadik Be'emunato Yichye. We need to work now on faith. What it means? To ignore everything, and not to care about nothing, and not to accept, and not to listen Lashon Hara at all. And even if you saw that you fell, and you failed, and you mamash screwed up, it doesn't matter. Don't look at that. What the Rabbeinu said to us, that there is a Tikkun HaKlali now, that he found Tikkun HaKlali. What's the Tikkun HaKlali? It's those 10 chapters of Tehillim. It's not that thing. I'm not saying the Tikkun HaKlali, it's not the Tikkun HaKlali to say the Mizmorei Tehillim. It is to say the Mizmorei Tehillim. But the main understanding, the main wisdom that Rabbeinu gave us is that Chidush of the Tikkun HaKlali, that there is a Tikkun you can fix. Before that, Am Yisrael couldn't believe they can fix at all. We didn't have no hope about that sin. And now Rabbeinu said there is a solution, an easy solution. And the main solution is that you believe that Rabbeinu brought down that solution, that there is a tikkun. Now you're going to read 10 Pirkei Tehillim. Can you believe that it helps you without Rabbeinu? Someone else is going to tell you. How many pamphlets, how many papers of Torah we saw? Tikkun HaNefesh, Tikkun HaNeshama, Tikkun that. We're not reading none of them. Why are we reading Tikkun HaKlali? Because we believe in Rabbeinu. All of the rest of them, no, you should say that amount of Mishnayot, and then saying a few verses, and this and those verses. We're not doing that. Why? Because we don't believe so much as we believe in Rabbeinu, in that tzaddik that said those things. We do believe, it's good, for sure, we respect it, but the main faith that we have, the main hope that we have from the Tikkun HaKlali, depends on the faith that we have in Rabbeinu. Because Rabbeinu said that the Tikkun HaKlali is very, very useful, ma'il me'od, me'od, to fix everything. So, okay, we believe. Why? Because of Rabbeinu. So now Rabbeinu told you, without the Tikkun HaKlali, if you believe that you can ruin, you should believe that you can fix. And you're able to. And there's no despair in the world at all. And you just need to get closer to Hashem Yitzbarach from the place that you are at now. And even from the lowest places of them all, you just need to scream to Hashem and to call Hashem and on and on and on. A lot of words of Chizuk that Rabbeinu gave us to always have hope and never to lose hope. And if Rabbeinu is telling us that, we need to follow those advice according to the faith that we have in Rabbeinu. And to know that nothing can fail us, nothing can scratch us, nothing can hit us, nothing can touch us. Because really there is nothing except of Hashem Yitzbarach. Think about a person that he's in shul and he doesn't want to be in shul. But he is. Which kind of a reward he's going to have? He doesn't want to be there. He hates the place. He wasn't going to have a reward on being in the Bet Knesset. Adrabah, it's a disgrace. What a foreign thoughts, bad thoughts inside the Bet Knesset. But a person that is outside of the Bet Knesset, and he really desires to be in the Bet Knesset, and he cannot, he's not able. He's driving a truck now, that's his job, that's his family's parnasa. He's stuck, he's on the highway now, driving, no shul for him today. He's driving, stuck in traffic. What can he do? Who is more important? The truck driver. Why the truck driver? Because of his will. Because of his will. Your will, that's what that counts. That is the most important thing that you have. It's your will, it's your neshama. This is how you reveal who that you are. So when you want to have tikkun, to be fixed, from that moment and on, your situation, your physical level, it doesn't matter at all. No one looks at it at all. It's not important to Hashem. Because Kutsha Brichu Li Babaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart. And if your heart is aimed to Hashem Yitbarach, and this is what that you want with all of your heart, and what's the test? The test is that when you fall, you're going to lift yourself back. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. That you're going to stand up back on your legs and never give up. When you do that, all of your downs doesn't count nothing at all. Hashem is not scared. Hashem created darkness. Laila kayom ya'ir, kachashecha ka'ora. The night gonna illuminate like the day. The darkness for Hashem Yitbarach, it's like the daylight. He can see everything. He is there with you. Shochen itam betoch tum otam. He is with you in the most contaminated places of the world. Hashem is not scared from darkness. He's not afraid. Hashem is with you. You're afraid. Why are you afraid? Because you think Hashem is not there. Why you think Hashem is not there? Because you heard Lashon Hara. Hashem doesn't love you. What? Hashem, the source of love, He doesn't love me? No, you sin too much. Oh, Hashem doesn't have enough mercy to fix me? It's all Lashon Hara on Hashem. It's all Lashon Hara on Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is so mercy to fix you for sure. To fix me for sure. To fix him for sure. And even people that are worse than us, if there are, Hashem can fix them. Hashem can go to the lowest places of them all. What's the problem for Hashem? He's there. Leitatar panui mineh. There is no place that is empty for Hashem Yitbarach. That Hashem is not in that place. Melo kol haaretz kevodo. All of the world is full with the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. What is honor? Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechabduta. Rabbi Yochanan called the outfits, the clothes, honor, respect. So the coverings, the outfits of Hashem Yitbarach, that he's disguised, that's his honor. Because for you, for a certain situation, it's not honorable for you, it's going to be a disgrace for you if you're going to stand in front of Hashem with your filthy clothes. Now if Hashem is going to look at you and you're going to say Hashem is looking at me, you're going to feel ashamed. So Hashem is hiding himself from you, means covering himself from you for your sake, for your honor, that you are not going to be disgraced. So you can find Hashem Yitbarach today in Bamba, in snacks, in Doritos, in Coca-Cola, in beer, in wine, in steaks, in barbecue, in conversations, in talking, in YouTubes, in nonsense, in shtuyot, in video clips, in nice suits, Gucci suit, I don't know what. Why? Because Hashem Yitbarach, He respects you. Because He knows that if He's going to show you His beauty, His light, you're going to be insulted. You're going to feel ashamed. You're going to say, yuck, I'm disgusted for myself. I'm ashamed of myself. This is why Hashem is hiding His face from you. For you. For your own sake. Like a father that saw that his son is doing something messy, something not nice at all, and he's not looking. He's helping him to fix it by himself. He's saying something, a nice advice, and then... Well, a wise son gonna understand from the hints that his father is helping him. A son that is too far gonna just grab that advice and gonna fix what that he can do. A son that is too far will not gonna understand and he's gonna try to hide it and to cover it and to say like nothing happened. You're lying to your father that sees everything. So why to be stupid to start to try to hide? Expose yourself to Hashem. Open up yourself to Hashem. In the Yidbodedut, reveal your heart, your spiritual level, who that you are, and talk about it with your best friend. It's Hashem Yitbarach. Just talk to him. Just share. Tell him, Hashem, what can I do? I messed up. I'm sorry. What can I do? I have my tabot, I have my bilbuli, my confusions, my sadnesses, my laziness, my downs, my angers, my bad attributes. What can I do, Hashem? I'm sorry. I'm not an FFB, so holy and pure. I'm not. I'm a regular person. I'm just trying to do tshuva. What the Haredim going to do, I don't know. But they can join us if they want. If they don't know how to do tshuva, they can join us. Always to find yourself looking for Hashem in Barach, no matter what happens to you. No matter what happens. Always say to Hashem in Barach, I want to be close to you. Teach me. David HaMelech said it to Hashem, Adricheni ba'amitecha. Teach me the path of truth. Lamdeni chukecha. Teach me the rules. Your rules. David HaMelech, he knew all of the halachot, he knew all of the gemarot, all of the mishnayot, all of the chumash, all of the nach, all of the verses. He knew everything, and still he's saying to Hashem Yitbarach every day, Bor Olam, get me closer to you, teach me how to serve you, how I'm going to commit myself to you, how I'm going to attach myself to you. Don't hide your face from me, Hashem. I want to be close to you. Bring me closer to you, Hashem. I love you, Hashem. I miss you, Hashem. I want... Why? David HaMelech is so close. No. He knows that his closeness to Hashem depends in his prayers, in the desire. This is why also him, David HaMelech, and also Yosef HaTzadik, and also Moshe Rabbeinu, they all passed away in Ra'avad de'Ra'avin, in Mincha time of Shabbos. That's the time of the will, of all will. Ratzon sheberetzonot, because they desired Hashem Yitbarach in the most perfect way. This is it. What we say in Retzeh? Retzeh Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael v'litfilatam she'e. Hashem, we ask you, please, to want Am Yisrael. Why we should say that to Hashem Yitbarach, want us? Why? Because the will of Hashem Yitbarach to want us depends in the will that we have to Him. If you want Hashem, Hashem wants you. So we're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, we know that we don't want you enough, but please want us. Even though that we know, we admit, we're far from you. We like some snacks and to hear some music and to eat and to drink and to forget from our troubles and but Hashem, please, want us. Be close to us. Help us to know you. Help us to recognize you. Help us to understand that all of those things that there are in this world are only coverings of you. It's you behind those snacks. It's you behind those bills, behind all of lusts and desires. It's you, Hashem. In the most hidden place, with all of the coverings that there are in the world, the most dark place, Hashem is standing over there. Hashem is over there standing and looking at you to see, to check. What to check? If you want Him through all of those things, or that you let those things distract you. So even if you find yourself now crazy to buy a bottle of beer, Coca-Cola, snacks, I don't know what, whatever, every kind of ta'ava, every kind of, you need to look for Hashem Yitbarach over there. You need to say, Shakol Ni'av Yitbarach. You should need to say, I'm drinking it that I'm going to have power to serve you. I'm eating it now, Hashem, that I'm going to, even if you're falling, Afki Paul lo yutal. Even if you fall, don't let yourself crash. Crash. Let yourself crash. Don't let yourself lose hope. Say, no, I'm not able to. No, don't give up from the mercy. Afilu cherev chada munachat al tzavarao. A sharp sword is on your throat. Mamash, about to kill you, to take you down. Don't give up from the mercy of Hashem. To say, Hashem, save me. Hashem, help me. Hashem, give me powers. Don't give up. This is the chidush of Rabbeinu that he gave to this generation. You will see the biggest tzaddikim, biggest righteous people that still the light is illuminating today. Those are people that went down to the public, to the people, to the lowest places of them all, and said to them, there is still hope. Hashem loves you. Like the light of Abba Shem Tov that came through his students, to the Chassiduyot. Especially like who we know today. Who we know today that works. Who we know today that works. We know Chabad works. We know Karlibach works. We know Breslev works. We know Belz works. White works. Because those righteous people, there are more. Like we said, Rav Usha finds works. Why it works? Because those righteous people went down and they saw through all of the coverings, all of those curtains, the real will of Hashem Yitbarach from us. That we're going to believe in Him. Because ma yasa nar velo echta, what a kid going to do not to sin? What? The Gemara is bringing a story that a kid been born and grew up in front of a bet zonot, a bet boshet. House prostitutions. He grew up in that place. The Gemara is asking, "Ma yaseh anar velo yechta?" How that kid? What that kid gonna do not to sin? What? Is there something that you can do to him that you're not gonna sin? Nothing. This is what he saw. This is how he lived. This is how he grew up. You know yourselves, and you know Baal HaTshuva. You know people that are telling you their life story, and you become pale from the test that they went through. Can you answer back? Can you rebuke them? Like that guy rebuked me on my tattoos. Why you have your tattoos? Why you done that? It never even crossed my mind that it's not allowed. I'm sorry to disappoint you. You weren't there for me. I was there for you. If you would tell me that it's wrong, I would hear you. Maybe. You came to do a fatzah? You came to distribute the light of rules of the Torah to me. I never heard, it never crossed my mind that it's not allowed. You don't believe me? I can show you. Films from, video films from my childhood. You're going to see where I grew up. No Torah at all. No rules, no obligations, nothing. You can talk, you can tell me you were wrong. I wasn't wrong at all. I'd done everything that I could do to succeed in life, to be happy in life. What do you want? You cannot blame a person on the distance because he born over the... What do you want? He born in England. He born in United States. He born in Belgium. He born in Sweden. He born in Egypt. He born in... What do you want? Why are you born over there? You cannot blame. And it's culture. And it's emotional problems that coming with the exile from that darkness. And spiritual defects that... What can you do? Now it's going to take me 10 years to fix myself. Okay, I'll talk to you in 10 years. I'm going to let you know. And you're going to see that in that 10 years, I haven't done no tattoo. I haven't used drugs anymore. This is it, I quit. I tried, Baruch Hashem. You need to understand yourselves. You need to say that also to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, you cannot blame us on what that we're going through. It's not our fault. Avotenu chat'u, our ancestors, they sinned. And now we're suffering, so we're accepting it with love. Our ancestors brought us to the place that we born, that we came to that place. What do you want from me? No one can blame me. And it's not because we're trying to wash our hands and to say, no, I'm pure. No, I'm not pure at all. I'm very far from purity. But I'm not going to hate myself on my lackings. I'm going to understand that it's my job to bring back the crown to the king, to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, to cross that distance, to come back to Eretz Israel, to come back to faith, to revive the hope and the yearnings to Hashem Yitbarach, to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, to do tshuva. That's my job. I'm not going to blame myself on the mistakes of my ancestors. What can I do? 300 years ago, they started something wrong. 500 years ago, they done something wrong. I'm going to blame myself on their mistakes of 700 years. It was me in a different lifetime. Okay. Thank you. So I'm taking the responsibility and I'm trying to fix. What do you want from me now? Shoot me in the head. It's not going to help me. Blame me, kill me, slaughter me. Is it going to help? Let me do tshuva. Give me the opportunity to do tshuva. And I will. So you, first of all, need to have that approach. When you have that approach, that attitude to yourself, that you have hope, even when people are going to rebuke you, and they will, you will not going to listen to them. You will not going to fall from their rebukes. It's not going to touch you at all. You're going to tell them, okay, this is your shita in Avodat Hashem. I see where you're holding in Avodat Hashem. With all of the anger, and being so strict, and makpid, cannot feel Hashem Yitbarach. Kas, anger, b'chek silim yanuach. Is with stupid people. When you're angry, you're stupid. When you're makpid, you're, Rabbeinu is saying, by being too strict, you fall to sadnesses. You want this and that and that, and no one fulfills his obligation, and no one is Yotzei Yedei Chova, and no one is right, and everything are wrong, and everything is wrong, and everything is ruined, and everyone you blame, and you don't have faith, and you're religious, and an FFB, and no one's going to teach you, and you're a rabbi, and you're the chazan of the Bet Knesset, and the kids are not right, and the wife need to divorce her, and this is it. And so, where is Hashem? Not in the picture. Not in the picture. Even for me, to work in a restaurant and to believe in Hashem and to give my masrot to a certain yeshiva and to stay Bezat Hashem Shtayim Mikra V'Echad Targum Friday and to go to the mikveh and to live normal life like a Jewish person that looks for Hashem, that yearns for Hashem, that tries to strengthen himself in faith and to believe in Hashem some more, and not to be too critical about my situation, just to be relaxed. Always to say to Hashem, Hashem, I want to be closer to you. Hashem, please give me the merit to learn more Torah. Hashem, I want to believe in you more. Hashem, I want not to forget you. Hashem, love me. Let me see your love. Hashem, let me feel your love. Let me see your support. Let me see the private supervision on my life. Let me understand the hints. What did you telling me all of the time? Please let me be close to you. That simplicity is going to bring you so close to Hashem in Barach, like nothing else is going to bring you. You can finish all Shas. You can do thousands of hours of Tfilot and Yichudim and I don't know what, and not to be close to Hashem in the end. To get close to Hashem in Barach, it means Tnu libchem elai, give me your heart. When you give your heart to Hashem, Hashem is with you. Hashem is inside your heart. But before you do that, and you just try to bring some more money to Hashem, and you bring more effort to Hashem, it's not it. You need to bring your heart. When you bring your heart, means you bring your faith to Hashem Yitzbarach, your will. What is the heart? The heart desire, Alev Rotze. You need to bring your desires to Hashem Yitzbarach, means you need to want Hashem with all of your heart. V'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol meodecha. When you have that, everything gonna come by, everything gonna join. But if the main thing is not there, the heart is not there. So, you brought some pages of Gemara, nice. You bought some minchot, some mayriv, some money of maasrot. Nice, okay, nice. It's not going to the garbage, chas shalom, but it's not the heart. It's not the neshama, the soul. We need to bring ourselves to Hashem. Who are we? We are the souls, we are the neshamot. We need to bring your neshama to Hashem Yitbarach. When you do that, you and Hashem is one, and this is it. And then no one can confuse you anymore in Avodat Hashem. You don't care anymore for nothing. No confuse. So you failed. I'll do tshuva. I'll do tshuva. It's not an excuse. It's not that you say, Echtav Hashuv, I'm going to sin and then I'm going to do tshuva. No. Even if you sinned again and again and again and again, and you ask yourself, how can it be that I'm doing it again and again and again? And you start, the Yetzirah is to start drilling in your brain. You're doing Echtav Hashuv, you sin and you do tshuva, and you sin again and you do tshuva. You cannot do tshuva like that. It's not true. The fact that I'm wrong again and again, that I fail in the same thing, it doesn't mean that I want to sin. It doesn't mean that I'm doing it in purpose. Maybe I'm very far. Maybe I'm very confused. Maybe I lose my head a lot of times, and maybe even a few times a day in the same thing. Maybe. But it's not a reason to start criticizing myself and hating myself on my downs, on my confusions, on my failures. Because when I'm checking myself from inside, I see that I do want. My real inner point in Avodat Hashem is that I do want to be close to Him. I don't know how to do that. I forget Him a lot. I'm confused. There are a lot of things that distract my thoughts. And it takes me a while to come back. But it doesn't take and erase my inner being that I'm good. That my soul is pure. Carved from under the holy throne of honor. On that we need to hold that thing. We need to hold that. To hold that faith. I'm good. And nothing in the world is going to change it. No matter how much filth and I don't know what coverings you're gonna cover a diamond, it will always gonna stay a diamond. No matter how many coverings we have on ourselves, mamash, so far and so dirty and so filthy and contaminated and on and on and on, you can continue forever. You're not gonna change the source of who that you are, your connection to life, your connection to Hashem, that you're a holy soul, a divine soul, piece of godliness. This is who that you are inside. So on that we need to focus, to remember that, we need to work on that, to remember that, and that's the only hope that we have. Thank you, my good friends. Allah